When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, man.
Yes, Julia.
What airline are you on today?
Oh, I'm on Alaska.
Damn it.
Are they partners with United?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to ask Nicole if she books your flights.
No, I book them.
Damn it. Damn it all the way around.
Why?
Well, because I wanted to do a little post to United and say, oh, United, McManus is in row 14, seat D. With you a boa constrictor.
Oh,
then I figured
God.
They'd beat the crap out of you, and we could outdo the scorpion.
You know what's so bizarre about the United story is that it's...
Everything?
It's a nightmare. But B, now it's like they can't win for losing because just today...
Because they beat the crap out of a doctor?
I know. But now anything that happens on a United flight, it becomes like big news. You know, this is gonna... You know what? They're a huge company. They will repair, but it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
I thought about this because I was like, okay, you know, they're just with airlines. The part that's kind of tough is that sometimes it's like, well, there's only one flight, and it's, you know, by this airline or what have you, and you kind of don't have a ton of choice, right? But I thought, like, you know, if somebody has a choice between you guys and Delta. Are you guys and, you know, American? Are you guys like, if you turned to me right now today and said, oh, you're going to Boston? Okay, you can do the United flight. You can do nonstop. You can do the American flight nonstop. I would choose the American flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to send a message, by the way, to all airlines, like this, because customer service is dead. What has happened to customer service? Well, what has happened?
I don't know. I mean, there's a number of things. I mean,
by the way, if the guy was black, you know, they would have been like, he was resisting arrest. He was resisting. He was trying to, you know, he was, it's like, what are you talking? I mean, sorry to be controversial. I'm sure I just pissed a lot of people off, but I don't care. I mean, it's the same thing.
But they already said that. They already said that the first statement was that he was belligerent. He's got a history of being belligerent.
Right. They tried to smear him. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, it was ridiculous. But I mean, the thing is that United, their frequent flyers will always stay with them because you get perks as a frequent flyer, right?
Switch airlines, man.
Yeah, but it takes a long time to earn that status. Those
I'd go through my points and switch over.
Yeah.
What if there was an airline that offered you to like match your points or something?
I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Yeah.
Huh?
They'll say, "All right, I'll take all United points. Come on over."
I would do that in a second.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
we should charge for this advice. Jake, call someone at American. Say a kickback. Did you see Southwest's meme? It was like, we beat the competition, not you. I was like, wow, no.
But they jumped on that like literally, what, an hour later? Like God. Southwest jumped on it. It's, you know what? The thing is that
I just think customer service is dead.
But Jill, we're always going to shop.
The customer's always right.
We're always going to shop for the cheapest flight. That's what people look for. I know you're different because you're booking at a different level, but the average person will always, and that's why they overbook, because if you want cheaper flights, that's the system, right?
I don't know. I've flown Spirit before because it's super cheap within the U.S. Worst flight of all time.
Oh,
my
really?
Knees were to my chest. It was like a janky old plane.
But people fly it.
I look for direct. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I can't do the 3 hour. It drives me crazy to literally think it took me 9 hours to get to a place in Utah. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. I'm like, I could drive to Utah in 9 hours.
I know.
So the thing, I'm like, I could get to Europe sooner than I could get to, you know, with the connections and the this and the that. That's the part that makes me nuts, is like direct flights. That's what will make me take one airline over another.
But people forget that when you are on that airplane, you have to obey the rules. It's in the contract of carriage. You saw all that information that came out. It says right there, you have to obey.
What are the rules? If you buy a flight, we're allowed to forcibly remove you?
Yes. If you are overbooked and you are asked to get off the plane, yes, you have to leave. I mean, that's the crappy part about it all is United Airlines, the way they did it, horrendous.
But why did they pick him?
They just, because no one would volunteer. They said, the thing is, they boarded everybody. First mistake. Do it before. Usually, you know, you're waiting in the lobby, mm-hmm. and they say, anybody want to volunteer? We'll give you $800, blah, blah, blah. They didn't. They waited till they got on.
I would just keep upping the ante, because think I'd be like, $1,000.
That's a mistake they made.
Or you know what you do? Sorry, but imagine what it would have cost to charter a small plane to take their staff to where they needed to go. What, 10 grand?
They said,
how much have you lost now? In this disaster.
They could have put them on a Southwest plane that was going the exact same place.
Right.
Crew can be put on.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, instead of taking that attitude, like I find so often, and there is a moral to this one, is that to a certain extent, A, the customer is always right. But in truth, B, don't throw good money after bad. Like, if you've already blown it.
What do you mean?
Okay. So you overbooked the flight. Right. Yep. And you're like, well, we're going to save $1,000 by throwing this guy off the flight. And these three people are. How many millions do you think this has cost them? This little debacle. Oh. Like, it's just so short sighted.
I know. And the other thing, too, that they keep forgetting to it's the cops that came on weren't Chicago PD. These are airport cops. Right.
Yeah.
Airport cops. In my experience, I have found they're a little edgier than other cops. Mm. Just saying. Mm. We had an incident in YVR that went down.
Crazy Janice came out.
No, not Crazy Janice.
Damn it.
Not with me. With a man got killed at the airport.
Was he innocent?
Yes.
This isn't funny.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought they were going to have cavity search. Crazy.
But I'm just saying cavity search. I'm just saying, I think sometimes when a call, they are also at fault. They are also at fault for literally ripping a man out of his seat. It's so, but United didn't do that.
Here's lesson number two. Ready? Lesson number two admit a mistake. Instead, they try to slander this guy and smear this guy, which just makes them look like
Oscar
monsters.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, be like, we're horrified. You know, everybody's been fired or whatever. You know, we're dealing with airport security. We're humiliated. This will never happen again. Instead, they're like, oh, this guy is, you know, his license. I'm like, really? You're doubling down?
Yeah, that's exactly what
they did.
Because
that made me sicker about the whole thing. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You stand by this decision. Like, oh, my God, serve it up. Like, I just, that to me, I couldn't. So it's like. And I find that that's ego that does that stuff. So one, it's like, oh, you're so cheap. I find that sometimes people are so cheap, it costs them more money to be that cheap. And
yes,
B, you know, you have no ego to say, why, I just, oh my God, I screwed up. Even Sean Spicer, after the Nazi comments, was like, whoa, I hit the bed here. Even Spicy was able to be like, I really shit the bed. And that's the only moment I've ever, in my entire time of watching him, which has obviously not been that long, been like, all right, I guess he is human at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that he was like, I really screwed up. I really let everyone down. And I was like, yeah, you know, you did. But he didn't try, he didn't keep going. Imagine if he kept going. He'd be beaten in the streets.
I know.
Right? I mean, imagine if he was like, nah, you know, did you see that SNL skit? The Jewish Community Center or whatever. You know, it's just like, dude, like, if you make a mistake, you know, and it's like, I made a mistake. You know, if I've made mistakes, it's like, look, I wasn't being malicious. I'm ignorant to this. I mean, I'm really sorry for all the people I hurt. And, or whatever it might have been.
But think about this, and this is when it really hit me in the solar plexus, was when
in your chest, not your shoulder. Man, it's just tapped.
Yeah, you know.
That's your shoulder.
I'm emotional. But you know,
and your shoulder?
You see the man being pulled out.
Bloodied? Yeah.
Bloody. Mr. Dow. Dr. Dow. Right? And then it's horrific enough, but then his daughter spoke, and she was so eloquent and so calm. And then it hit me. I went, can you imagine if that was your mom? Or... See what I mean? See, Jill, and that's what I did. I went, oh my God, if that was my mom or my dad or my sister,
I was
my
outraged.
Brother.
Seriously. But the thing is, I would have been arrested because if I was on that flight, I would have been like, oh, no. Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
But did you see the people in this in their seats? Yeah. They're yelling, going, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, it just, but when I thought about if I did that to my parents, I would.
Oh no, I would have got up and started beating on the cop. Put him down. Put him down, you bully. And then I would have been in jail. I can't with that. Yeah. I literally cannot.
But it's just, you know, I don't know. It definitely opened up some weird wounds for people, I think, to see
because
that.
Because it's disgusting. The
guy's disgusting.
Innocent. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. I just think, A, you know, sometimes, like, to save a buck, be really careful how much damage you're doing or how many people you're screwing, because that'll cost you more in the long run.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah, good point.
If you make a mistake, don't keep piling more crap on top of it.
Yeah.
Just own it. Take responsibility for it. Explain what you're going to do different the next time and move on. Because there's a huge benefit in that kind of... Jesus, when someone's been, what's the word? Like when you kind of make amends and you've been, reprimanded.
You know what's so bizarre? When we can't find words, our listeners, friends out there lose their mind. I've received email and they're yelling at us right now. They're yelling.
When you're...
Forgiven.
No.
When you make amends.
Oh
my God.
Jacob!
When you make, you're not giving us enough to work with here.
Give us a clue.
Okay. All right. You were down, you were in the dregs, you were at the bottom, you were a piece of crap, and then you fixed it, you made amends, and you were...
Rebirthed.
No!
Does it start with re?
I think it does.
No, I don't think it starts with a re. I know what you're talking about. When you're...
What does it mean?
When you come full circle.
Yeah.
When you become whole again.
Redeemed. Redeemed.
Redeemed. Wow, yeah. We should end it there because there's nowhere else to really go. We found the word.
Well, when you've been redeemed.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's
peace in the valley.
No, there's...
Oh, God. Shut her off.
There's...
No, don't know. Off. Now. Now.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right. So I saw this one. Itchy crotch cause. Who would to guess, actually?
I think this is excellent.
Is your crotch itchy?
It has.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's not constantly itchy, but it has at times.
My crotch is not itchy.
I think the number one is going to be ingrown hairs.
Okay. Jake?
I mean, I don't think something sweat related.
Uh-huh, yes, for sure. Yeah, that's on here, yeah.
Mine is after I do a little landscaping.
Landscape, that's ingrown hairs.
Well, I don't want to say ingrown hair. It's just it feels different. Like it's, you know, it's not an ingrown hair. It's just I landscaped. It's so
inchy hairs.
Yeah, and so I have to do the dance, a little dance.
What's the dance?
It's just a little couple of moves that I do just to kind of get rid of it. It's like what guys do.
Wait, what's the dance? Wait, what are you doing?
The testicular adjustment dance, but for women.
Yeah,
you're doing
it's exactly what it is.
Okay.
You know how guys do this little thing? It'll Jake, no, you do it, Jake. See, he's got, it's like a little,
you move.
It's like a twist and lift.
So he's not touching himself in public, which I respect very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so for women, because you don't want to see, sometimes I've done this. I've slapped myself just when I'm in a hurry. But it's kind of just like a little, you do that.
Slapping yourself looks like you're shushing something down there.
Quiet. Just a little move.
A little move.
And then get rid of it.
See, I don't use razors down there.
What are you? A salad bowl? What's down there?
Lasers. Zap, zap. And then you don't have any of that. That's the thing.
You go into laser your mound
have.
Of Venus.
All lasered. Clean. Then you don't get any ingrown hairs, no itchy rash.
You have permanently removed all your
zap,
hair.
Zap, zap, yep.
Wow.
Clean.
Why?
Well, for that exact reason. Then I never have to worry about ingrown hairs or any of that. Clean.
Well, I also want to just point out, like, the nature of her job is to be half naked.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to look like a sprout sandwich. No,
Chewbacca in there.
No. Oof, no.
Wait a minute.
See, that takes care of that problem. Laser. There's no waxing, because all that stuff, ingrown hairs, breakouts, itchy rashes. Laser. Bang, bang, bang. And I have the perfect setup for that.
There's something sexy.
No.
A lot of people like it, I think.
Pubic hair? Mm-hmm. That's a millennial thing. Xers don't like it. We don't like it.
Well, and going completely bare, just on a side note here.
Xers don't like
it. It was to encourage men to go down.
Oh, well, that's not been my issue. But I'm just saying, like, you just zap, zap, zap. You don't have to deal with any of that.
Doesn't that hurt? You're burning your crotch.
It hurts as much as waxing hurts.
Fire crotch.
But it hurts as much as waxing hurts. That's my point. And you only have to deal with it several times, not the rest of your life.
What does a person, when their person's doing that, what does their face look like?
Well, actually, I'm very close with her name's Orla. And I love her now, and I say, call me.
Wow.
No, but like, you get very, you know. But I go to her, she lasers my armpits, everything.
But what's their face doing?
You just talk, just like you talk to your gynecologist, just like you would talk to your waxer.
It's their job. I mean, they, like, the waxer, I talked to my last girl, and I was just like, how many vaginas do you think you see a day?
Wow.
And she was like, you know, around Valentine's Day, it's probably 29.
See, but that's the thing.
It's what they do.
I don't ever have to do that again now. Now it's all handled.
So but that's one of the reasons. Okay, there's one reason. You said there's seven reasons for a...
All right, that's one, right? Fungal infections, which is sweat. Yeah. That's swass, man. I'm telling you. Sweaty.
So you get like a fungus?
Sweaty ass. It's good. That's what jock itch is.
Oof.
Is a fungus. You got to get it, by the way, like, if you do get that, like, I know people that have not been able to shake that stuff. You got to get, like, clinical stuff for that.
You mean the gentleman powder?
No, man. Cream.
I mean, like, some hardcore, like, nystatin. Or
like, for athletes.
You got to go to the doctor. Yeah, that, because it's hard to shake once you get a fungal infection. They're hard to get rid of.
You got to dip it in bleach.
Phoenix had a really bad diaper rash. Yeah. Had a really bad diaper rash on his bummy when he was, like, a toddler. Because, you know, they pee... Yeah, and their nighttime diaper. Oh, my God, his butt. Poor little guy. I mean, I literally was like, all right, enough with the coconut oil. And I just could not. I finally had to get like a hardcore antifungal cream until he. But they say use to prevent it, right? They say use Desitin, which is the same thing, right, that you use on babies, which creates a, or a zinc cream, which is Desitin is a zinc. Because you want to keep the moisture off your skin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Can you use like a cortisone, or is that completely different type of fungal?
No, cortisone is an anti-inflammatory. It's not an antifungal. But the point of these creams is to keep the moisture off your skin. They're not antifungals. an antifungal. Coconut oil is an antifungal. But when you start getting into like, that's when you need like nystatin or something more serious.
Okay.
But to help prevent it, keep the moisture off your skin. Yeah. Right. All right. I've not heard of this. Intertrigo. If you develop a raw and red rash that itches and stings, usually in areas that contain a lot of moisture from sweating, like your groin or between your toes, oh, this can be a bacterial infection. And they say to use creams, like antibacterial creams like Neosporin or Lotrimin. But I think if you've got a bacterial infection down there, you might need a little more than that.
It says it's a dermatitis that affects the skin folds. So I'm curious to know if it's the same
but
kind
dermatitis
of...
is a fungus or a bacteria.
But I'm curious to know if it's the same kind of basically like a skin rash that a chubby little baby would get in.
Yes, but contestants used to get it. Used to get little infections and we'd just clean it up. And I would say put coconut oil before you work out, so they wouldn't get the chafing or the rubbing.
But what about after? That's when you're saying use this stuff? Like, after it's already, let's say it's already chafed.
If you already have an infection, then you'll need either an antifungal or an antibacterial, but you want to be really careful to narrow that down. Because if you have a fungal infection and you put antibacterial on it, it makes it worse.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of times, also, when you have a fungal infection, it's because there's too much yeast. You've had antibiotics can create fungal infections, so probiotics also help to keep them at bay when you ingest probiotics.
Okay.
All right. Here's another thing I never need to worry about. Pubic lice. Manus. Maybe that's why you're itching.
No, it's not lice. It's because I shaved.
Do you have white or yellowish specks near the root of your pubic hair? Those are lice eggs, Manus.
No.
Manus.
I don't have lice crotch.
Also known as crabs, right?
Right. Get yourself a magnifying glass and go look.
No, it doesn't happen daily. It happens once in a blue moon, and I have to do the dance.
When she landscapes.
Yeah.
See, I never have to do that. And if you need to treat that, you get lice shampoo.
Okay.
Go on. Boo. Phil had mites. Phil. Ooh.
The tortoise has a crotch?
The rabbit has mice.
Sorry, what's the name of the tortoise?
Miguel? Vivian Rose.
Vivian? I thought it was a boy.
No, it's a girl, Vivian Rose.
Wow, how did you figure that out? Is there a tortoise?
Something about her tail.
Really?
Yeah, the lady said. Vivian Rose.
So Phil has
mites, but we're dealing with it.
The million-dollar rabbit.
Yeah. There's also herpes, genital warts. Well, if you have herpes, I mean, I don't know what we're supposed to. It says get Valtrex. Itchy crutch. If you have genital warts, Janice, could that be your problem?
No, I don't think. What's a genital wart?
If you have genital warts, it is rare in the lesbian community. Genital warts are common symptoms of the human papillomavirus. You'd be shocked at how common that is, actually. My gynecologist said it's very common.
It's like an actual wart?
Yeah, but it causes cervical cancer in women, so it's actually like not.
Oh,
a,
is that the?
Yeah, it's not funny. God. That's why there was that debate about like. Do you remember years ago about young girls giving them the HPV vaccine?
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat for Lubol.
God, I'd never put those two together.
Yeah, that's what the number one cause of cervical cancer is HPV. And men don't know a lot of times that they have it. And they give it to women, right? Obviously, because kids don't use condoms as much as they should, which pisses me off. And we've had that conversation. It says they may apply liquid nitrogen to the growth. It's actually like, man, it's super common and it can be serious. So I don't know. That one's a big deal. There's a medication for that. Okay. This wasn't funny like I had hoped it would be.
Is that it? That was a seven? Isn't there like a one ringer? Wow.
No, I've got.
It's not.
On my inner thighs the other night, I discovered there are two half dollar size spots directly across from each other on both inner thighs that have little to no hair. And I discovered because it got extremely itchy, I was just scratching myself and I reached into my pants. I was at home on my bed alone.
Wow.
And I freaked out because it felt prickly. So I pulled down my pants to look and there is no hair on these two circular spots right there. And it got big and red and raised on all the hair follicles. It went away, but so is that in your list there?
No,
but I just want to know.
Does
where
that
your,
come from,
your
like,
hands
chub
were.
Rub?
No, excuse it's me? Lower than my it's lower than my bits.
What did you just
I
say?
I said, is that like from chub rub? Okay, come on, I cannot be the only person whose thighs always touch.
Oh, I thought you meant like chub, like my chub.
God, yeah, like I did too.
Oh, wow, no, sister. I'm talking about like how like you don't really have the thigh gap. Like,
No, I got that.
My,
I just
my pants are too tight, so
I do
down
have
here.
Thigh gap. Because I'm Jillian Michaels.
I don't, because I'm Jillian Michaels' assistant.
Well, I am Jillian Michaels, so I do have thigh gap. Not that there's anything wrong with, you know, whether or not you don't, but I do have thigh gap. And if I didn't, I would probably get liposuction just so I could say it.
What happens when you go to New York and there's a big wind? Does it sing a song?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Oh, really? Now you answer, Kristen.
Kristen, I am very sorry. Mm-mm. She was out of hand.
No.
I couldn't stop her.
Uh-uh.
It was rude.
We've been chasing you for 4 months, Kristen.
It was very rude, and I hope that...
This better be the best damn question I have ever heard on this show.
Now, Kristen, if you remember, go for it.
No, well, do we need to remind everybody?
Well, okay, yes, we try, Kristen. Well, we tried many times, but it's because we get backlogged and jammed up, and sometimes...
No, it's because Kristen was playing hard to get.
No. He was not playing
yes,
hard
was.
To get.
Yes, she was.
All right.
Yes, she was. She
All
was.
Right.
Anytime, Janice.
All right.
Janice.
Yeah, she's going to do her question.
Okay, we're ready, Kristen.
Okay. So, do you want the long question or the short question?
I think I've earned it. I think I've earned it.
All right. So, I'm 41. I'm sort of mid-life, mid-career.
Okay.
I've been working for this company for 10 years, and I'm not where I had originally thought that I would be in my career this, 10 years in. And I've kind of realized over the years and looking back that, there may have been times when I unintentionally sabotaged my own progress because it's sort of the passive-aggressive, cut off my nose to spite my face kind of scenario.
No, I've been there, yeah. Okay.
And so cut to, I went to school later in life, and I got involved in this project that I started this little business. And now I realize, well, hey, the business thing is kind of cool, and I really like it, and I really want to see where this goes. And so my day job is sort of just the end to a means and not really what I want to be focusing my heart and soul on, but it just happens to pay the bills right now.
Right.
And so my question is, I have a hard time focusing on the things that are important, like my business and reminding myself that that's what I really want. And I keep getting thrown into the, the spirals of my day-to-day work. For example, my COO might, have conversations with one of my customers, and I find out about it later, and I get jealous and territorial and, oh, how could she do this to me, when really she's a CEO and she can do whatever she wants and she should be talking to customers. And so I think it might have something to do with my ego. So how do I get over myself and forget about that stuff and focus on what's really important?
Okay. Well, so all right. So let me just clarify real quick. You have a passion in your own business that you want to evolve and grow, right? And then in the meantime,
yes,
you're doing the day job to pay the bills.
Yes.
Okay. What is the just out of curiosity, what is the passion and what is the day job? Can you tell me, or I'm trying to figure out if they're linked?
Well, my day job is I'm a client manager for a healthcare company.
Okay.
And so it's customer service oriented, and it's a great job, it's a great company, and you know, nothing against that. But
okay.
My side business is it's like a little toothpaste. I started making all natural toothpaste, and it's, you know, selling in some local stores.
Cute.
And it really has the potential to be something.
Okay, got it.
It's going to take a lot more time. Yeah.
Yep, I got it. Okay. Well, it sounds in a strange but unique way like they are linked to a certain extent. One's about health and one is a natural toothpaste, which is a better for you product, right?
So
the first thing I would do is to look at the opportunity of your day job as what can you learn to help you with your own business in the future, right? Are there contacts you can make? Are there business strategies you can employ? Like, do they have marketing strategies you like? Are they utilizing social or digital in an interesting way? Are they using a public relations firm in an interesting way? Are there marketing concepts or creative ideas you like? And as I mentioned, are there people you know that can help you down the road? So if you can in one way or another try to meld these two worlds, in that one will ultimately help the other, I think that's important. Because if you can't find a benefit in the day job, I think that will become evident fairly quickly and could compromise your standing at the day job, right? So I think that's important. When it comes to kind of ego and self-sabotage, like, talk a little bit more about that, because that's not going to be limited to your day job. That's something that will come up for you in any and every scenario, because issues that we have of that nature are not circumstance specific. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you say, you know, focus on what really matters, but you'll just carry that issue into your own company in one way or another and do the exact same thing, because that's what we do. Just like you carry issues from one relationship to the other and do the exact same thing. Can you give me some examples of like how you've cut off the nose to spite the face? And by the way, the fact that you're aware of that is a really big deal. I mean, I think that you're conscious of what you're doing, and that's a big step. You may not know exactly why you're doing it, but can you give me some examples?
Yeah. Well, one from a long time ago, I mean, early in my career, I was sort of promoted really quickly, maybe ahead of my time. And a position opened up for which I was, you know, eligible to be promoted into, as was, you know, a handful of other people. And someone else got the position over me. And I was, I don't want to use the word devastated because that sounds so vulnerable, but I was mad. I was,
no, I get
you know,
it.
I really thought that I really thought it should have been me. And so
yeah,
instead
sure.
of saying, okay, you know, maybe I should work with this person and see why maybe someone thought they were more qualified, I went behind their back and I did all these things to make what I thought was making myself look better, and it actually didn't make me look better. It made me look worse.
Sure.
And
okay.
Pathetic.
Well, by the way, that's human.
And very human.
Yeah, Janice does it to me all the time on the show. She's so, I mean, she can barely contain her envy over my talent and is constantly
sabotaging
my greatness. So first of all, that's human. How long ago was that?
That was probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay. And the thing of it is, dude, like we've all been there in one way or another. And when rejection is going to naturally bring that up in us, and it sounds like that's your trigger, right? You get rejected, and then you're like, I'll show you how great I am. And it, I mean, does that, okay. But then what you got to look at, but the bigger thing you have to look at here, no matter what career you're in, is how and why the rejection is triggering you, and then have a game plan for how to manage that, because it's going to come up. You have a toothpaste company and someone picks Tom's over you to be featured in an American Express ad. I don't know what, you know, and it's like, who knows? I mean, this just happens. It happens all the time. And it's just something that you have to expect. So if you think, oh, I'm going to do my own business and then I'm going to, you know, I'll be immune to that. Nope. No. It's gonna raise its rear its head in your career, in your personal relationships. It just will. Rejection is just part of life. And so the first thing I would say is, like, why does that trigger you so intensely? If you have any ideas. And then how, if you can't figure that out, how can you be mindful of, like, all right, this has set me off, right? Here's what I did the last time. Here's how it played out for me. Here's how I'm going to pursue it this time. Because you've had that experience now of going, wow, that didn't work out, right? It was a bad experience. Yeah. It backfired. So you have the kind of knowledge and the wherewithal to take that pause before reacting impulsively and play out the scenarios. And then turn around and say, all right, how can I learn from this? What, you know, why did they, and then maybe, okay, why did they get the campaign, or why did they get the job, or, you know, what can I do differently? How can I improve to open up dialogue? Or in some cases, by the way, certain opportunities are just not meant to be, and you will not know until a later date. Like, my little sister is a golden child, right? She's 24 years old, straight A student, total nerd, goody two shoes, like head of the debate team, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like that girl. She gets everything she goes out for. Sarah Lawrence, and then a special transfer program to Oxford, and then the Barbara Walters Award, and then some special thing in China, and then some special internship at the White House. Right, the list goes on and on and on. Like, you kind of just want to punch her in the face, right? So she gets out of college, and I'm like, oh, yes. Here we go. Let the world eat her alive. Because to a certain extent, that's just not life. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, there's rejection. So sure enough, she goes out for LinkedIn. She goes out for Google. She goes out for all these jobs, and they all reject her. And she's devastated. And I'm like, dude, this is life. This is life. You know, and it's like, well, I got a special degree in the social science of the internet, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, and you and a bunch of other millennials, you know, you're trying to impress them studying a game they created. But the point of it is, right, she's just upset and devastated. Well, a little time goes by and she starts doing social media for Lucky Jack. And then she starts doing social media for a bunch of other little companies. And now she's looking at it and she's like, you know something? I can have a huge firm doing this. She's making $10,000 a month right now running her own social media company because she has knowledge that other people don't have. People appreciate her in a different way. She's her own boss. She's growing her own company. And she's working with Google as a peer and Apple as a peer. And she's working on my app, actually. She goes to Apple and deals with Apple and Google working on my app. And she's meeting all these people in a different capacity. And the only reason I'm telling you this is because the rejection has ended up being protection, right? It's that where it's like, wow. I said, Lauren, you'd be at Google as an admin assistant, being treated like a cog in a wheel. You would hate it. And here you're making great money. You're learning far more. You're making better contacts. You're your own boss. And so there is a certain amount of rejection, protection in rejection that I also want you to try to appreciate. And if I could tell you all the time someone wouldn't date me or there was a job I didn't get, I did my share of like, okay, why didn't I get it? You know, what, how come? What went wrong? I took responsibility. I improved. But I always say it's preparing you for the right person, place, or thing that's waiting just around the corner. And the reason I'm not saying like, hey, don't get caught up in the nonsense is because this is the nonsense. And it's not in your current day job. It will be in anything you do. managing your impulsive reaction to rejection is going to make you or break you.
That's it. Okay.
Well, what are
I didn't really think about it like rejection, but I guess that is it.
Well, what would you think of it as? Rejection is also based in insecurity, right? Of constant feeling like we're not good enough. We have to prove ourselves. Yeah. We have to overcompensate. But it's all tied into one thing, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm the ultimate perfectionist. When things don't go right, I unravel.
Right. But you gotta look at why. Like, when things don't go right, there could be a host of reasons, right? It could be that you feel helpless. It could be, you know, and when, you know, for me, I hate feeling helpless. I hate it. It puts me back in like the most primitive, primal place of just like deep survival fears. Like, it's not even self-worth. It's just like, oh my God, how am I gonna get through this? How am I gonna survive this? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it's like control, must be in control. But you know, it could be that, but it sounds like when you're like, okay, well, she got the job and I didn't, and I was there to prove a point. It doesn't sound so much like that to me. It sounds more like it's tripping your feelings of self-worth.
Yeah. Well, and how I come off to other people, like what other people think of me, I place probably way too much stock in.
Yeah, but that's self-worth, honey. If you're looking at other people and it's about and you get your validation from what they think, right? That is, and by the way, you're not alone, okay? But the problem is you will lose. Like, there's a stupid meme, but it's so great. It's like, who cares if people don't like you? Most people don't like themselves. And the point, right, is
so
that you're not going to win.
So true.
You can please some of the people some of the time. Like, you can't please all of them because they're fundamentally not happy in their own lives. What makes you think they're going to look at you and be like, yes, you make me happy? They're not even capable. Like, if you place your value and your worth, so you're like, I'm starting my own business. It doesn't matter. Someone's going to reject your business.
Right.
Someone's going to say your product's crap on Yelp. I mean, who knows? That's life. And so learning, like, honestly, trying to get to the root of like, okay, where does this come from? Why does it shatter me so much? And the gradual rebuilding of self-worth has to come from your own accomplishments of like, I did this and I'm proud of that. And it could be I ran a mile. It could be I didn't act impulsively and handled it the other way. It could be I expressed my feelings to my significant other and I was terrified to do so, you know, in a calm and rational way. It could be anything, but these small things that we're afraid of. It's pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone in these little ways every single day that will gradually build your feeling of worth, your feeling of resilience, and you can't allow your value to hinge on other people's opinions. Because it's just, you'll chase your tail. You'll lose. Period. No matter what. And that's really where you got to do your work, sweetheart. So I would say small steps over time to improve your feeling of value and worth. Surrounding yourself with people who are very secure so they don't make you feel insecure. And learning to recognize immediately when you're having an impulsive response to feeling less than or rejected or helpless, and have a game plan in place for how to respond, how to react, shut it all down, calm, have a glass of wine, call a friend, whatever you can do to push the pause button and think through your next steps.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, thank you very much, Jillian and Janice and team. That's helpful.
See, you were cutting off your nose just by your face by not taking my freaking call. Don't you feel better?
God. I'm sure those first two calls really helped Kristen a lot.
Made my day.
All right. We'll be checking in.
To work on.
I'd like some toothpaste swag. What's the name of the toothpaste company?
Oh, it's called The People's Paste.
Cute. Is it thepeoplespaste.com?
Yes.
All right, guys, thepeoplespaste.com. Let's all buy toothpaste. I'm doing it. stocking stuffers. It's April.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.